Hey, everybody, it's John. I have a productivity topic I want to talk about today, and that's task management. And it's just a mini topic, but before I get to that, I wanted to see if anybody has any ideas of things they'd like to see us doing on Telegram. One thing that I'm thinking of starting to do is like little mini feature screenshots with just a short bit of text explaining how I get something done throughout the day for Mac Stories, somewhat behind the scenes, but also kind of a practical tip for tools that others might be using as well. That's one thing I've been thinking about doing. But if there's anything else, anyone has any suggestions, we'd love to hear from you. So, you know, you can tweet me directly at John Voorhees or tweet at Graham or Federico, or you can you could also send a tweet to MacStoriesNet at MacStoriesNet, which is another way to do it. Anyway, we'd love to hear from you because we're always trying to make it a little more interesting and fun for everybody. So in terms of task management, I'm not particularly good at task management. I've used a bunch of different tools. For a long time, I was using OmniFocus, and at one point I even used Remember the Milk way back when, because that was even available on a BlackBerry, and yes, I actually used to use a BlackBerry. But right now I'm using ToDo, you know, the number 2, D-O, which is a real good task management system. I like it because it's really easy to get things into it from other places, but I also use it as kind of a dumping ground where I put all sorts of ideas and little things I have to do, whether they're things I have to do or things that I want to do or things that I aspire to do. So it's a really broad spectrum, and I find that hard to manage because I'm not very good about going in and reviewing them on a regular basis. If there's something that absolutely needs to get done and I have, you know, I want to give myself a reminder, I'll set a reminder, and then that usually works pretty well for me. But I always end up with a whole bunch of things littering my inbox and to do. So one thing I do kind of week to week and day to day is I just use pen and paper. I've got a Field Notes notebook because, you know, that's the thing to have, I guess. And usually sometime over the weekend, usually Sunday sometime, I'll just kind of map out the week to see if I know that there's a review coming up, what day that's going to be on. If there's, you know, I always kind of try to slot in what days I'm going to try to get things done for the newsletter, what days I'm going to try to record for Telegram, those kind of regular things, and then fill in around it with other things that I happen to be working on, and limit it to maybe 3, maybe 4 things at most that I absolutely have to get done that day. So, for instance, today, one thing is proofreading the newsletter before it goes out, which I should have a test copy of from Graham shortly. So proofreading that along with Graham and Federico to get everything finished up and out to all the club members. Another thing on that list is record this Telegram audio, which I'm doing right now. And the third thing is going to be writing my game day review for tomorrow. I've got a really cool game coming. I think you guys are going to like this one. But in any event, you know, it's Friday. I like to take it a little easier on Friday. So that's a really manageable schedule. If I find myself with a little additional time, I'll probably also be doing a little testing of some apps that I'm reviewing next week as well. And then start writing on Saturday. So, you know, so usually any one day has 3 or 4 things on it. But for instance, you know, testing various apps that I'm going to review next week is not something that would go on that list. It really is just the things that absolutely critically have to get done today. And that keeps me kind of on task for the most part. That's about it. I thought I'd just share that. And again, if anybody has any suggestions on what they'd like to see on Telegram going forward, feel free to tweet at us at MacStoriesNet. Bye.